I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now on KKXX Radio, FM 104.5, AM 930, and live streaming online, kkxx.net. I am here today with my guest host, Melinda Haynes. Melinda is a licensed marriage and family therapist, number
102308.
And I am an associate marriage and family therapist, number IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. And Chico Creek Counseling has moved locations, but it's only down the road from its former location. It's literally two driveways in. And one of the driveways is just the other side of the driveway you already enter in. So it's really just one driveway down. It's 1600 Humboldt, Suite 3. It's the round professional complex of buildings. It's beautiful and peaceful, and there are trees and benches and rose bushes outside almost every single window. There is especially one outside of my window. Well, currently, last 3.5 years, my window has been the front building in kind of a strip mall of professional buildings. And so when you look out my window, you see the blacktop asphalt.
And very attractive.
Yeah, people who like drop their kids off for whatever child therapy session they have will often stand out on the sidewalk talking on the phone right in front of my window. Yeah. So you and I are having a therapy session and there's someone on their phone right outside the window. It's not ideal. But now in the new building, there's just a rose bush.
Your new building has beautiful boundaries.
Oh, beautiful boundaries. Oh, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. Anyways, we're doing a series on boundaries. And today is the third or fourth week of boundaries. And so we are going to, we tweeted requesting questions from our listeners about boundaries, and we got a couple of them. We're going to read one because I know that this one question is so filled with topic that we probably won't get to many of the other ones, if any.
Mm, yeah.
So let me open it up. I should have had that. Well, I do have it open. It's just my phone closes. So she says, I have a quick question. If you ask someone not to do something that involves you and they do it anyway, is that breaking your boundary? I specifically asked my sister not to post some photos on Facebook, and if she does, to please exclude our mother from seeing them, as I don't want to experience any recourse from her. I got my mom's wrath from seeing our photos from Christmas, and I just don't want her to know my business. My sister seriously wasted no time posting them for my mom to see. That's the boundary I was asking about. So that's what she says. And I thought, wow, that's just such a treasure trove of boundaries.
Yes.
We can talk about the boundary from her sister, and we can also talk about how to respond to that and a continuum.
Because dynamics.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And the continuum that I talk about is how deep is the boundary violation? Is it a minor violation, so you just kind of need to do a little course correction? Or is it a really big betrayal? So, and each one of us, you know, if someone had done that to me, I would, depending on the situation, I think it'd be a little more minor. But this gal has some really big family history with some abusive stuff. And so for her, it was a giant boundary violation.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Melinda, would you remind our listeners, in case anyone is tuning in for the first time, what are boundaries?
Boundaries. Boundaries basically define the space between where I end and where you begin.
Mm-hmm.
So that I have my own sense of self,
mm-hmm.
regarding my ideas, my beliefs, my value system, what I think is appropriate, what I think is not appropriate, what I'm willing to accept into my life, and what I need to keep out of my life.
Perfect. And so when we have unhealthy boundaries, we might be allowing too many things in, or we might not be stepping out of our comfort zone and putting ourselves out there for others and for the world.
Right, right. And we have been actually working with a book, Boundaries, by Drs. Cloud and Townsend.
Yes. Oh, we forgot to talk about that last week. Oh, and they have, it is. So boundaries, when to say yes, when to say no, to take control of your life. It changed both of our lives when we read this. Were you a clinician before you read this?
I think I was in the process of becoming a clinician. It was part of my aha experience and going through the process to become a therapist.
Okay.
Reading this book a bunch of times.
I think I got mine when I was about 28. And I don't know if I had started grad school yet or if I had just started going back because it all kind of was a big whirlwind back then. But let me tell you what, that shaped who I was as a person and who I am as a clinician.
Yeah.
And I'll say that when as an adult, you have to learn healthy boundaries. I think it's something that throughout your life, you have to like go back and recheck yourself because we get on autopilot sometimes.
Yeah.
And we get back into our old ways of being.
Right. And sometimes it's a non-issue. We haven't even thought to think about it.
Right. Yeah. All right. Can you believe it's already commercial break? That is so quick. Okay. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, both psychotherapists. Melinda licensed, me pre-licensed, soon to take my exam.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will be right back after this commercial break. Please stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Chico Now's Helping People, and I am Jessica Wilkerson. I'm here with my guest host, Melinda Haynes. And I just want to remind you that we are both psychotherapists and we're talking about some issues that we work with our clients, this is not a substitute for your own personal psychotherapy. I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who can help you work through the topic of boundaries if this is something that you've identified that's triggered you. That would be a licensed or pre-licensed marriage and family therapist, social worker, professional clinical counselor, or a PhD level psychologist. So I read the message on our last segment, but just in case someone is just now tuning in, let me open it back up. So she says, I have a quick question. If you ask someone not to do something that involves you and they do it anyway, is that breaking your boundary? I specifically asked my sister not to post some photos on Facebook, and if she does, to please exclude our mother from seeing them, as I just don't want any recourse from her. Because I got my mom's wrath from seeing our photos from Christmas. I just don't want her to know my business. My sister seriously wasted no time posting them for my mom to see. That's the boundary I was asking about. And so when we left, I said there are a couple of topics on that. That could be on a continuum. How bad is the boundary violation and determines how you respond to it. I went blank. There's a couple other things about
it. Where to begin? There's so much.
There is.
There's so much all at once.
So I said, when I responded to her, because I didn't want to make her wait weeks to listen to the response, I said, yes, if you ask somebody, if you are respectful and you ask them not to do something or to do something and they agree and then they do it anyways, then I do believe that's a boundary violation, especially in this situation.
Yes. Yeah, it seems like there is probably an ongoing concern, and so mm-hmm. it's probably been brought up before.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably, well, I'll let you finish.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would probably have the poster, the person who posted the question, talk to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, we have to maybe set aside some time to talk,
mm-hmm.
and go in a non-threatening way. Because if we go at somebody who's violated our boundaries and we're like, you did this and I told you not to do it, you know, and there's maybe some anger or mm-hmm. aggression, even in our voice or in our text, or we do mm-hmm. something too extreme, like we block her on, mm-hmm. on all social media, or, you know, we block her phone calls or something like that, that's a little bit too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily send that healthy message of, you know, my no means no.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, let's respect that. I'll respect your no, you respect my no. If we're not sending that message and we're sending such an aggressive message, then what happens is we're actually reinforcing bad boundaries. Mm-hmm. We're reinforcing that, because then how's she going to respond?
Right.
And so that's yeah. not setting up a healthy dialogue. It's not setting up the boundaries for a healthy relationship.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah.
So talking about it in a very calm way, and that's, you know, the key. We have to be calm.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard
dialogue.
To be calm when we're hurt.
Oh.
Because when
oh,
someone
yeah.
violates our boundary, that hurts our feelings.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big one. So what do we do with that? What do we do with all that emotion before we go
mm-hmm.
and talk to that person?
Mm-hmm.
And now I for one, am an emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I experience my emotions strongly. And so I do need to practice taking that time to go to my prayer closet,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do my deep breathing exercise, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
to get my head straight. Because
mm-hmm.
when our emotions are high, our logic is low.
Yes.
That's just a brain thing. That's a,
yeah.
a physiological thing that we mm-hmm. can't really control.
When our emotions are high, we're in fight or flight.
Oh, yeah.
I think most people understand fight or flight.
Yeah.
So we get into
yeah.
fight or flight. We're going to run, or we're going to fight this head
right.
on.
Yep.
And then we get into that. We get right into that. And
mm-hmm.
no one can hear us when we're in fight or flight.
Nope.
We think, oh, I'm crying. They're going to see that I'm hurting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm angry. They're going to see that my anger is an intense emotion and that I must feel passionate about this. That's, no one can hear it.
No,
they can't hear
we
it.
We might send them into fight or flight
yeah.
with our fight or flight.
Right.
So,
we're hijacking the whole situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets us nowhere.
Right. So knowing that about ourselves, knowing that if
yes.
I don't sit with this and process it and grieve it and let myself feel hurt for a minute and then come out of it.
Yeah.
And talk myself out of it so that I can have myself present and ready to have the conversation.
Yeah.
If we don't know that about ourselves, then we're going to go into the situation with this extra confidence, and then we're going to get triggered into fight or flight.
Oh, yeah. For
and
sure.
then it's going to be an unhealthy conversation, and unhealthy boundaries are going to end up resulting.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we have that continuum. I think it's really good to sit down and think about, especially when we're new to presenting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
When we're new to establishing boundaries, every boundary violation feels like it's on the giant end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we need to like have that scale, the scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of helps us keep things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to realistically ask ourselves or an accountability partner, a friend, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, is
mm-hmm.
this a 10? Because I feel like it's a 10, but, you know, probably in reality it's a, you know, a 3 or a 4
uh-huh.
of a violation. And so when we can put that in perspective, then we can move forward with how do I respond?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a commercial break.
Uh-oh.
Can you believe it? That music pops in so quick. Okay. We will be right back after this commercial break. This is Melinda Haynes and Jessica Wilkerson. Melinda, give me your phone number and your email address or website.
It's 530-518-1406 and somethingbeautifulcounseling.com.
Perfect. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Ulrich.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is the last little segment of our show for this week on KKXX Radio. You're listening to Chico Now is Helping People, and your host is Jessica Wilkerson, Associate Marriage and Family Therapist, number IMF 69783, working under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find more about me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com, where you'll also find my coworkers and my supervisor, Joe Taylor. You can also learn more about Melinda Haynes on her website, somethingbeautiful.com.
No, somethingbeautifulcounseling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somethingbeautifulcounseling.com. Well, she's beautiful, so I forgot all about the counseling.
You're beautiful, too.
Inside and out. Beautiful heart, beautiful face. Okay, so we were just talking about healthy boundaries and learning how to identify, was this boundary violation something that I need to meet head on and confront, mm-hmm. or is this a boundary violation that it was a little bit more mild and I can role model and I can just keep my boundary without having to fully confront everything, right? Because that can be what we end up doing. So there's kind of, Melinda was talking about that there's a scale, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is no boundary violation happened, just meh. And 10 is it's the worst boundary violation you could ever have. You tried to murder me. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a boundary violation, stab someone, right? Mm-hmm. So where does this fall on that continuum? What I like to do is I take a little piece from it's a modality called motivational interviewing, and they use it often with addiction. But once you find where it is on the scale of 0 to 10, okay, so it's a 4 or it's a 5. Let's say it's a 4. And then you ask yourself, well, why isn't it a 5 or a 6? Well, it's not a 5 or a 6 because what would have made it a 5 or 6 would have been if they would have done this, this, and that. Okay, so why isn't a 3 or a 2? Why is it all the way up to the 4? Well, because a 2 or a 3, they would have at least done this, this, or this. So then you're capable of kind of stepping outside of your emotions about it, and you're able to sit and think, how am I going to resolve this issue? And how would I like it to have been done? And how can it be done in the future going forward? And then once you've been able to sit with that and process the emotion around it all and process the thinking of how it should go in the future, then you can decide if I'm going to go and talk to this person and have this conversation with them and let them know what are the natural consequences. So for our listener who asked about those photos that her sister posted, the natural consequence would be if we're spending time together again, I'm going to ask no photos to be taken. You know, phones mm-hmm. stay down.
Right.
Or maybe we don't do things just you and I. We just spend some time whenever we do a group thing together, like when the whole family is together, because there's backlash. So if I'm going to experience backlash from the family because you and I are spending time together, and that is not healthy. It's not healthy to have family backlash mm-hmm. for spending time with your sister. But if you're going to be instigating it, then maybe we just hang out when we're all hanging out as a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or when we spend time together, we keep our phones down and we don't take photos.
Exactly. And then we can look at how am I going to respond when my mother has a reaction to photos of mm-hmm. me and my sister?
Yeah.
And is that a boundary that I need to set, you know, with my mother or with myself in that, you know, I'm sorry that you don't like pictures of me or
right.
whoever.
I think from having a conversation with her, her issue with her mother was, I think her mother feels left out. So if any of the kids spend time together and she's not invited to be part of it,
okay.
there's a negative reaction that she right. was left out. Okay. But that's healthy for adult siblings to spend time together. We don't all need to invite every single member of our family every single time we do something.
Right. That's when we get into the dyads and triads.
right.
And all
so
that
a healthy
stuff.
Boundary for her with her mom would be, hey, you know, you're loved, you're part of the family,
yes.
but it is healthy and normal for adult siblings to yes. spend time together without you.
Yes, and it doesn't mean you're loved less.
Right.
It means that we love each other, and you did a great job at helping us love one another.
Right. Yes. So I always like to I always try to do that, to help people positively reframe when someone has abandonment or rejection issues. Mm-hmm. Reframe, like, no, this is just evidence of the good job that you did.
Absolutely.
You're not being rejected. Oh, I did a good job raising you, and now you don't need me. Because that is an unhealthy way that some people think. Mm-hmm. But rather, you did a good job, and we love you, but we also love each other.
Yes.
And that's okay.
And that's healthy, and that's mm-hmm. great.
And that's because celebrate. You did a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep piling that on there.
Yeah, yeah. That's a true statement. Mm-hmm.
Some people, you're not going to change their mind, and right. you don't have to try.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So what do we do with those people who continuously violate our boundaries? Mm. Let's say maybe it is a 7. You know, they're not 10. They're not stabbing us, okay?
Right.
Maybe they're violating us in a way that's consistent and hurtful to us, and we've tried repeatedly to set that boundary. How do we handle that?
Well, that's because you have that person is toxic. And I think it's healthy to – you're not like, oh, I'm going to go into this vat of toxic substances and turn into the Joker. You keep yourself safe from the toxic substances.
Yes.
So sometimes the boundary is you keep yourself safe from those toxic people.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes sad and hurtful when it's you and your family.
Love you from a distance.
Yes, love you from a distance. All right, Jessica Wilkerson, Emmalyn Haynes, wish you adieu.